This week's parasha, tremendous yesoidis. Always tremendous yesoidis. I just want to... Chazal saying, v'mayim lam choymo, v'minom ismoylom, as you will be carefully listening to Kriyas HaTorah, going through Shnai Mikra, choymo is without a vav. Chazal say, is trying, v'mayim lam choymo. There was a tremendous midah of kitrug, of kas, against Kal Yisrael. Why? Malach Asher's Midas Adin said, Halalo if David deserve, Halalo if David deserve. Why are they deserving to be saved? Such a nace? While the Mitzrim will go down, will be punished. Now, Elikimi Vakish is a nerdof. Kalan Yisrael are nerdofim. The Mitzrim were Rishoyim Arurim, Rotzchim. The evil of evil, being Mishtavir in Klal Yisrael, not being Makir Toiv, every Hashchosa in the Mitzrim had. Being the Rotzchim, being the Shvelim, being Mishtavir in Klal Yisrael all those years. Ov David Azor, Megali Ara, every single Avera. The worst. Kofrim. Klal Yisrael, they weren't clean. Halalo of David Azara. Chazal didn't even tell us that there was a chema because Pesel Micho. There was one person who took Pesel Micho with him in the Yam. Chazal said it was a tremendous kitru. It's a lashon of the posuk. Vayam Ral Yamsuf. That even in Yamsuf they weren't tzaddikim yet. Vamaylam chayma, missing a vav. Lamaisa, the Medrash brings Shakti Vatarya back and forth between Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Midas Adin. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "You can't be done shogeg oines." They were the Mitzvah were mishtabed in them, and they were mishtabed them with an achzorius. And Chazal tells us that the Malach went and he brought a brick from the Levanim, that it was Meshuka, one of the Yalda Yisrael babies that was thrown into the bricks, the mortar, because the father of that child didn't fulfill his duties as for the Maskenas HaLevanim, and they murdered the child in front of the father with a horrific achzorius. Means, what says the Malach Giganken Brenken? That Avera was brought in front of the Mishpat and to show what Klal Yisrael suffered versus the Mitzrim's achzorius. And Lamaisim, Kadosh Baruch Hu split the Yam. Midas HaRachmim was Goyver. Now, there was a haftocha to the Ovis. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Matziv, this is going to be the Gilui, the preparation for Matan Torah. Ober, there was a Midas Hadin. There was a Midas Hadin. The Midas HaRachmim won, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Goyel Klal Yisrael and split the Yam. But for us, we have a lesson. Forever. To know this story. Many times, a person can be worthy of tremendous blessing. And he's supposed to get a Yeshua in something. But there's a Midas Hadin stopping. Comes the moment that he's supposed to get a Matnas Chinam of $1 billion in his account. Boom. Comes Midas Hadin and says, well, he's in the middle of doing a deal which bets him he's deserving to get a tremendous amount of success. Aber, he wasn't makbin in the middle of the thing. He took a look at some princess. Halalu, Megali Arayis, v'halalu, Megali Arayis. Megali Arayis, all of his goyish shkotzim sitting over there in the trade center with him. The worst of the worst. And he was a makbin on Shmir Sadar, on Gevisa Dariga. Yes, but that's a Midas Adin. And he can stop all the blessing coming right there and then. That he could have been deserving. He just botched it. He ruined it with a boom, with a nothing. From one stupidity. And it's true in every person's life, in every area. A person who is medaktek, alatzmai, serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is careful. Person who measures himself. Where do I have to become better? What are my nisyonis? How do I steig weiter? Kodesh Baruch will help him. But the time is time beyodai. But the haschola is, we have to be moided ourselves. We have to check ourselves. We have to live with the cheshbon. Try to be better. Try to fix that we have to fix. And when a person leads his life in such a way, he's zoiche to Yeshua in the areas of ruchnias and mimela, tremendous abundance in every good thing he needs in this world. To have the best olam hazeh, which eventually could bring him to the best olam haba. It's a tremendous brocha natzlocha. Tremendous lesson we have to learn. Hamayim lam chayma. Chayma. The Shabbos is referred to by Klal Yisrael as Shabbos Shira. As a nation, Amzu, the Pasuk says on us, Klal Yisrael, Amzu Yotzarti li Tehilasi Yisaperu. Part of a tafkid of a Jew, by definition, is to be mesaper the Tehilas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praises should be ringing in our mouths. Tehilasi Yisaperu. There's a concept of Shira. And a Jew should be his whole life being mesaper Tehilas Hashem. There's a mitzvah of tefillah. One mitzvah. And Rambam brings the Chazal and Mesakein that the mitzvah being mesaper Tehilas Hashem should be a hakdomer for tefillah. The rice of tefillah has its nusach of what? What's the structure of tefillah deraisa? Shevach, bakosha, and then expression of hoidah. There's three parts to the nusach tefillah hakavua, and the Rambam says midoraisa that the mitzvah of tefillah is always that way. Even before there's a takona, was a takona of the tzedah brochas, that's the tzura of tefillah, which is person begins, we have the first three brochas, speaking of Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatness, Shevach. Then we have the middle brochas, after the initial three brochas, we have another 13 brochas of Bakoshes. Chazal Mesader for the Bakoshes, for that which is the greatest necessity for humanity. Das, which most people don't even appreciate, is the greatest need of humanity, the first Bakoshes. Before health, before wealth, before anything. Das. Do kanisa, ma chasarta. You're never going to lack anything. Do chasarta, ma kanisa, the Gemara says. Whatever you have is nothing. You can have health, wealth, garnished. You don't have das, garnished. Then, tshuva, kapora, geula, refuah, parnosa, l'chol, the tzrochim of humanity. The last three brachas, expression of gratitude. Hoido. Midoraisa, the Rambam says, this is also the component of tefillah. This is the tzur of a tefillah of a Jew. Zok the Rambam. Chazal and mesakein, no chazach, takon ha-jabonim. There's doch a mitzvah to be mesaper tehillos Hashem, as a hakdom, as a preparation for davening. Then mesakein, the barocha, that we should, kol ha-imer, we should say, shiris v'tishbochoi, say kepitlach of tehillim, say psukim of hoidah, and chazal and mesakein, the barocha of baruch, sh'omar lefoneo, and the brach of Yishtabach L'acharer. That's the proper way, Midrabonon, that's the proper way for someone to come prepare himself for davening. A Jew has to be misaper to Hilas Hashem. And Chazal made another takon, that every goodness that a person has, he should say thank you by saying a brach. On some level, Paskin the Jabonon, but there's a concept of a rice of a brocha, but benkach ubenkach, chazal min itakone, and everything that we get in this world, we have to say thank you and make a brocha on it. We're able to see, use our vision, I have to say perkech Ivrim. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me the opportunity, the capability of being malbish my guf, I have to make a brocha malbish arum. I'm able to sit up straight, I make the brocha matir asurim. To stand up, I make the brocha of zekif kefufim. A Jew has part of his avoida of Yiddishkeit is to be mesaper ständig in Keseder the Tehillos of Hashem. To say thank you on everything, to notice that everything that he has comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to express on every single thing he gets a thank you. Without that, it's kilu mo'al. And, in general, to be mesaper the Tehillos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Shabbos is Shabbos Shira. It's a Shabbos that we're miyachid. It's the Parshas B'Shalach, it's miyuchid for Shira Sayom. This is our week's Parsha, which teaches us the concept of Oz Yoshe, of singing praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's two types of Shira. It has a halachic aspect to it. Chazal tell us that when Klal Yisrael went through the Yam, Bikshu Malochi Ashores Lemashir. Malochi Ashores saw by the Yod HaGdoyle that Klal Yisrael saw, and they also were Mavakish to sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praises. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale Vayar Yisrael Sayod HaGdoyle Ashores Hashem B'Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale with the Yad HaGdoyle Hashgoch HaProtis, the way he punished the Mitzrayim. And the Malach Ashores also were Mavakish to say Shira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Malachim, Maisu Yodai Toivim Bayam. Vatim Oimim Shira. Ma'amaisi Yodayim are being Toiveya. Midas Hadin is punishing the Rishoyim. And you're going to say Shira? Not appropriate. Now, Tiflek Tzach Tekasha. Oz Yashir Moshe. What's Oz? Vozok Rashi Oz. Ola Beliboy. Learn my Shira. Vatikach Mirim Anivir Satoif. Vatitzen Kol Anoshim Acharei Betupim Ubemecholis. It's the most appropriate time to say Shira, and Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches us the Shira in the Torah. This is a Mahalach. Well, what happened to my Sigurd Tovim Bayam Vatim Oimim Shira? The same Shaila is the Bis Yosef. In Hilchas, Pesach says we don't say Halal Sholem on Achron Shel Chag. On the last day, on Shvi Shel Pesach, we don't say Halal Sholem, because Maisi Yodai Tovim Bayam, Vatim Emim Shira. It would be a Mechayev of Halal, Hei Mitzad Gdushas Hayoyim, and it would be a Mechayev of Halal, Hei Mitzad the Nes that happened to Klal Yisrael, the two Mechayevim of Halal. It's a day which is recognized, and we have a Yom Tov because of it, the day of the Nes, She'olu Min Hayam, that should be a Mechayev of Shira. Zokta Bes Yosef, the Medrash says Maisi Yodai Tovim Bayam, and that's the reason why Chazal said we don't say halal on Achron Shel Pesach. Brings a medrash. Shechtik the Gasha. We find that this was a taina to the malachim, but it's not a taina to human beings. And the emes is the salein. There's a steer between the reish and the sefer that itself needs a havon. Harei, if the malach Ashores weren't able to say shira, so why were Klal Yisrael able to say shira? Gerecht und auf das Verstei. The Teretz is ok the Rosh Yeshiva as follows. There's a basic chilik between Klal Yisrael and between the Malachim. Malachim were observers of the Nes. They saw the Yad HaGdola. And it was a mechayiv, so to speak, of saying Halo. Saying Shira. Singing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praises. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, since the greatness of the Gilui was in the Tviya and the punishment of the Mitzrayim, it's not appropriate to say Shira on that. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that the Shira that said shouldn't be on a Maisa Yodai Toivim, on his Gabrus of the Diktuk Hadin. That's for the Malachim, who for them, they saw the Yad HaGdoyle from not being part of it, but they were on the side. They were observers. For them, it's a b'chin of shevach. Ma'aseh Yodai Tovim Bayam is not a mechayev of shevach. Ma'aseh Einken for Klal Yisrael, who were saved, who went through the Yam, and they themselves were saved. For them, it's a hoidah, an expression of gratitude. Expression of gratitude, hoidah, their own personal hoidah. their own personal haidav being saved. No, ma'aseh yad ha'tayfim bayam v'atam ha'mashira. Adarav, az yashir, ala b'libar l'mashira. The Zohar, famous Zohar, which the Taz, the Poskim bring it. We say az yashir every day. Shteit in Zohar, with what type of attitude do you have to have when you say the Shira Sayam? Recognition, as if you appreciate how we were oyle minayam. It has to come from a place of expression of gratitude. Halachically, Klal Yisrael, and Shvi Shel Pesach are not supposed to say Shir Mikoyach Din Shevach Mikoyach V'Neis. Because now that we're holding of it, 2,600 years later, 2,700 years, it's the beginning of Shevach. It's not a Hoidah. So it's not a Mechayev to say on Shvi Shel Pesach, because Ma'aseh Yad HaTovim Bayam. We're not like observers. That's the halachic definition. In our mitzvah of saying Shir HaSayom every single day, the Zohar brings, then that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. We say Shira as part of our Pesukei Dezibra, our preparation for davening. Person is supposed to say it, the Taz brings, Kilu Hu Yotza Min Hayam, as a mokum of gratitude. Now there's another bechina here which I want to share with you, which has a practical nekuda. What we want to be mekayim this halacha and the Taz properly when we say Shira every morning. You have to appreciate there's two nekudas that we be'etzem today, specifically when we're so many years later. How could we kidu olam in ayam? First of all, to taka remember the tsar, the Klal Yisrael we're in, and we weren't so deserving. There was a midas adin, the Kadosh Baruch Hu afal pi kein saved us. There's much more to it in a very lemaisa way. We say in the Haggadah, Kamo, we have a brisa, the end of, what's the Seder of the Haggadah? We first begin with the details of the halachas of Sipriti Yetz Mitzrayim. We explain then Arami, then before we begin, Maschil Begnus Arami Yovidoy Misayim B'Shevach, V'Yisha Omdo, and then we're Dorish, the Parsha Zu, the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. Aram Yevidovi Vayered Mistraim, and we dash and go through that Parsha. At the end, we begin going through the Braise. That's the meaning of Bnei Ashkenaz. We go through the Braise. I'm not sure, by Bnei Sfarad, it's not Medina de Gemara, the Braise. Pointing out the Eser Makos versus Rabbi Akiva, who point out that Kamaloku Be'ezba was 10 makis, and by Kriyas Yamsuf it was a yad, 5 times more. Then if the Pasuk says, Mishlachas Malochi Roin, that every mako, kol mako, mako had 4 components to it, of the 10 makis, then if the Yod HaGdoyla, which is 5 times more than the makis, then it's 5 times 40. And if kol mako had 5 components to it, then it's 5 times 50. 250 makis. What were the 250 makis alayam, 240 makis, 200 makis alayam, each tana, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, according to his malach? What was the, every morning when we put on tefillin, v'ilo'os al yodcho v'tritofiz b'necho ki b'yod chazok yitziach Hashem in Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is megale in Mitzrayim, the yod, chazoka. Every makah, Umako had 4 or 5 components to it of Gilui of Akadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoge of Hashgacha Protis, Schar, Va'onish, down to the finest detail in this world. Kriyas Yamsuf had it 5 times more than all the Makas together. Chazal described that every Jew saw at Kriyas Yamsuf all the Mitzrim, that tormented each and every Jew, everyone saw his personal tormentor, his personal Nazi, who threw his kid into the Ya'or, his kid into the brick, who beat him bloody. Every single Jew saw his specific Mitzri suffering with the punishment of a Mida Kineged Mida, down to the finest detail of what he knew personally that guy did to him, or he was deserving of. It says it in the Pasuk. Meshech Chochma points out, what's the Pasuk? Vayoyisha Hashem vayoyimahu es Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim. What was the first aspect? Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them from the Mitzrayim in the most miraculous way. Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim meis al sfas hayom. What's Vayar Yisrael's meis? The Meshech Chochma tells, showing that in Tanakh, in Dikduk, meis, the way it's written over here with this context, doesn't mean dead, it means dying. It's the pu'ula of the Misa. The Yam was poilet the Mitzrim in a way that the process of their suffering Nebuch, when I say Nebuch, because that's a Maisa Yod HaTovim Bayam, aber Medavisen, it was a Mido, Kineged Mido, and every Jew saw the Yad HaGdoilo, the Hashgocha Protis of punishment, Schar Voynish, down to the most finest Dikduk Hadin, with every single Mitzri. That's Vayar Yisrael Mitzrayim Meis, going through the Pu'ula, the dying process, they saw. Vayar Yisrael Gdoil Asher Osa Hashem Mitzrayim, Vayiruhu Ha'om Es Hashem. They took it as a lesson, a personal lesson of recognition, of Yira. It was the first, very, very, not the first, but it was the most strongest lesson that Klal Yisrael learned of how every action counts. And every action is accounted for. Maisi b'nei Odom, everything counts and everything is accounted for, and yet the zach mistadin mitadiktuk in a cheshbon. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe after. Began with a Yira. Tremendous, tremendous lesson. We're Jews today. Who live a life of recognition of Hashgacha Pratis. Which that's a life that hopefully uplifts us and changes us and makes us a whole different madrege than the Goyi Ha'arotzois and the Mishpachois Ha'adomo who live lives of a nothingness. And what's chus? How do we achieve this madrege? Ki b'yot chazok v'tziyach Hashem v'mitzvah. We put on tefillin every day to remember the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remember the lessons of Hashgacha Pratis. Vayar Yisrael. And we have to internalize these lessons every single day, and that's the mitzvah of tefillin every day. And that's what we stand in Pesukei Dezimra. We prepare ourselves for davening. We have to say Shira. That we went through the Yam. We learned these lessons. We learned the lessons and we steiged. Who went through the Yam? I did. We all did. We all are Klal Yisrael today, this special Halig nation who we are, with so much tremendous potential to be greater than the greatest of Malachim. We could magia to the greatest Dargis through the lessons of going through the Yam. We all went through the Yam. We all have these lessons with us. And we all should say Shira every single day with this Darher, with thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us through Mitzrayim, into the Yam, out of the Yam, punishing the Mitzrayim. Teaching us the lessons of the Yad HaGdoila. Teaching us the lessons of Hashgacha Pratis. Teaching us the lessons of Midas Hadin with the Dikduk Hadin. That we can steig and grow in our Yira Shamayim. And to be an Am Kodesh LaHashem Elokeinu. We weren't there to say, well, Ra'as HaShif Chalayam, Mashadoro Yecheskel Ben Buzi. None of us remember. We weren't there to visualize the greatest Madregas of Gilui. That the most poshut of Klal Yisrael achieved at that time, that they were able to be mara be'etzba and say zekeli v'anveyu. But the lessons, we have to take ta'a. Aviseinu, and that's the chiyuv of us every single day, when we prepare ourselves for mitzvah, the raisa of tefillah, to come mitoich ha-shevach and hoido, expression of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be mekayim this taz, with saying shir, saying besimcha, learning an internal life, darhering, internalizing these lessons of Hasayod Agdoila, the Yira, and with a tremendous simcha to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being the Aman Nivchar, for being Jewish, and for having the Hechatimza to be Makir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zashgocha. Agut and Shabbos.